Bruce.
Hi, Shireen. How are you?
How you doing?
I am great. I was just at the grocery store the other day getting some ingredients for my holiday recipes coming up, and you're here to help us with that. We've got with us the international social media chef and best-selling author Shireen Pavlidis joining us to talk about some of the ingredients we need to make some great holiday entertaining. All right, what are some of your go-to ingredients if we get ready for this holiday?
Absolutely. So my go-to ingredients, eggs. Got to have eggs. They're going to set you up for success in your baking and your savory dishes. I love homemade pumpkin puree, which is super duper easy. You don't need to buy the can. You can crank this out very fast, and it really makes a difference in the flavor. Butter, lots of butter. I'm sorry, I have to be honest. I dive into butter when it comes to the holidays. It's once a year, right? And then my jar canned tomatoes. So I do like, you know, the old school canning. I pick them at their prime, can them. I have them all winter long. I'm an Italian girl, so we also have to have that pasta as well during the holidays for our dishes.
Sounds like a lot of good things. Let's put some recipes together. What's one of your special things you want to share with us today?
So my pumpkin pecan, however you like to say it, cheesecake. So I use my homemade pumpkin puree, and we need eggs, right, to set it. So 4 eggs in my cheesecake. I show you how to give you lots of chefy tips on how to give you a foolproof cheesecake. No cracks. You don't need a bain-marie. There's a few little chefy tips in there that I help set you up for success. Low temperature. You're going to now cover it with a towel over that springform pan when it goes into the refrigerator, so that way no condensation drips on the cake. Can't get my words out today. It's just velvety, and the texture is velvety. It gives that nice custard texture from the eggs. You know, we need the eggs to help set us up for success. We don't think about that, but it is in so many dishes that we make that build those holiday moments.
Right. When I'm putting this cheesecake together, do I have to put it in that little water bath a little bit too?
No. Think about that water bath. That thing is like a nightmare. Oh. Every time I try to do that, it's supposed to, you know, temper the oven so it doesn't crack your cheesecake. Nix it. I show you how super low temp, and then you don't have to ever worry about that water creeping in past the foil in the springform pan and making your crust soggy. So we just ditch that entirely. So I make it really, really easy and foolproof for you.
Well, I'm going to copy that down, a pumpkin pie pecan cheesecake. There's a lot of three things in there in the title.
It sounds
great, though. I enjoy that. You just got to give yourself plenty of time to do it, right? It takes a little time to get it done, though.
It does take some time, so you want to be in the house, but it's really easy.
Wow, that is great. Well, I did pick up a bunch of eggs yesterday, and somehow they always disappear rather quickly. I usually have them in meals every day, but a lot of great recipes. What are the things we want to do to make sure our holiday baking is going to work out well for us?
Well, make sure you have your eggs on hand, because you're going to use it to make things like your stuffing, your cookies, especially with the holidays coming up. We do lots of baking and making lots of cookies. But even, you know, your casseroles, you could do a frittata if you're having company and they spend the night on a Sunday. You wake up in the morning, you can do something super easy. Put a lot of eggs into your pan, stick it in the oven, and make a simple frittata with any of the leftovers maybe that you have thereafter from Thanksgiving, any of the vegetables, and you can zhuzh it up that way. So there's so many different things that you can do and use eggs for.
That is great, absolutely. And I've noticed the prices of eggs have kind of settled down a little bit. There was a point there where they were like gold bars if you were going to the store, but things have worked out well for there. If we want to get your recipe or even some of the other ideas of what to do with that incredible egg, where's a good place to get that?
Or you can go to incredibleegg.org for my pumpkin pecan cheesecake recipe, and also follow me on my social media at Cooking with Shireen, and I will do a 60-second quick demo on how I make this delicious cheesecake.
Well, that is absolutely right. It's always good to get a little visual, and even just looking at the picture of it there with all those pecans sitting on top, it looks delicious. Shireen, we appreciate your time this morning, getting the word out and getting us inspired for this holiday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.